Today on the Healthy Eating segment, I want to talk to you a little bit about dehydration. Dehydration is removing the moisture from fruits and vegetables for the purpose of preservation. It prevents bacteria and yeast and molds from growing and causing spoilage. Dehydrating inhibits the action of enzymes in the food, but it doesn't inactivate them. So when the food is ready to eat, it can be rehydrated and it'll regain its original shape. Now, there are a lot of different ways that you can dehydrate food. You can buy an electrical appliance, a dehydrator, and they have a thermostat to control the temperature. They have fans and vents for the purpose of air circulation. The one that I use, and I did a little bit of research on the different models and the different manufacturers, and I chose the Excalibur that has 9 trays. It was somewhere between $100 and $150, but you can find cheaper models if your budget is a little bit smaller. You can also dehydrate food in the sun. You can use a dehydrating box, or you can just spread your fruit and vegetables out on a window screen and then place another screen on top of it to kind of keep the bugs off. And on real nice sunny days, it doesn't take very long to dehydrate your food. You can also use a screened-in porch or a greenhouse and spread the fruits or vegetables out. Another way to dehydrate food is using the oven. I can't use my oven because the lowest temperature my oven can be set at is 170 degrees. Now, if you're going to use an oven to dehydrate food, it can't be higher than 140 degrees. Any higher temperatures will cook the food, and you don't want to cook the food. You just want to remove all the moisture. And you need to prop the door open slightly so the air can circulate. But remember, if you're going to use an oven to dehydrate food, then you don't need the temperature any higher than 140 degrees. Now, if you want to, you can very easily make your own food dehydrator. You can use a cardboard box, and you probably need one at least as large as 20 inches by 12 inches by 12 inches. And that's because you're going to use a cookie sheet to insert on the different layers to spread your food out on. And you want a big box big enough to hold that cookie sheet. You line your box, including the flaps, with aluminum foil. And you're going to put a 150-watt light bulb in one of those ceramic light fixtures and put it in the bottom of the box in either the left or the right corner. And then you cut a hole in the box that's big enough to run the cord through so that you can plug it up. Attach the light fixture to the box using screws and then put tape over them to secure them so the light bulb will stay in place. Then turn the box on its side with the open side facing you. Now the light bulb will be either on the bottom right or the bottom left when you get it in position. You need to cut 8 wooden dowels, each of them 25 inches long. You're going to use 2 for each layer. Measure the holes in the sides of the box about 1 inch above the light bulb. And you're going to put the dowel through the holes from one side to the other. And you're going to put 2 on that layer. So when you slide your cookie sheet in, it'll rest on those 2 wooden dowels. And then you're going to go up 1.5 inches from that and mark 2 more holes for the dowel on one side and then on the other. And then come up closer to the opening of the box and do another one so the cookie sheet will rest flat on those 2 dowels. You should be able to get 4 layers in this box. So you're going to have a cookie sheet resting on 2 dowels on each layer to put your food on. Then when you're ready to dehydrate, you insert the cookie sheet, you spread your food out on the cookie sheet and insert them in through the open end, turn the light bulb on and close the flaps to dehydrate your food. And you might want to look on the internet. You can find charts that tell you how long it should take to dehydrate different vegetables or different fruits, depending on how porous they are or how thin that you slice them, and how much, according to how much heat a 150-watt light bulb would put out. But that makes a good, inexpensive dehydrator that you don't have very much money in, since it's a cardboard box and aluminum foil and a light bulb and some wooden dowels and cookie sheets. So that's a good way to get by very inexpensively and making your own food dehydrator. Now next week we'll talk about the different ways to prepare your food to dehydrate and how to store it. This is just another way that your family can have healthy food to eat. And always remember that healthy eating starts at the local farm.